School districts are bracing for a big drop in grades this year after results from the state's FCAT and end-of-course exams showed stagnation in key areas of reading and math. During Tuesday's State Board of Education meeting, Hillsborough County Superintendent Mary Ellen Ilya says she expects the number of F schools in her district to go up.
We are finding lower than expected outcomes that are beyond that which is due to the more challenging writing and science standards or to the implementation of last year's delayed penalties. We're finding unexplained and large drops in learning gain calculations in our estimates of the 213 grades.
The board, which oversees public K through 12 schools and community and state colleges, has changed the way exams are graded and even implemented new tests while taking some away. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says part of the problem is that there have been too many changes to the scoring system in a very short amount of time.
We know the impact of changing one thing. So you talk about writing, we can't predict if you go from 3.0 to 3.5 what that will do. But when you add writing to end of course biology, end of course algebra, to a new cut score for reading and math, to the dropping off of the no more than one letter grade drop, when you put all of that together, I don't think anybody's taking the time to examine the implications of the simultaneous coming together of all of these variables.
But educators say the biggest problem this year with the state exams is that some of the things students are being taught in the classroom aren't what they're being graded on. Florida is raising student expectations to meet new ones called the Common Core. Florida and more than 40 other states have adopted the Common Core standards. The learning goals are being phased in gradually. But the problem is that Florida still has its old standards in place. And the tests students take are aligned with the old stuff, while many teachers are trying to teach the new things. The result, as board member Kathleen Shanahan explains, is a disconnect.
We have to tell people there is going to be a technical correction. There are going to be a lot more, you know, sort of D, F, C, D, F schools, but your kids are learning more. And that's oxymoronic to a lot of people. They don't understand that.
And State Education Commissioner Tony Bennett says that CLIF, otherwise called the technical correction, will come in at least two phases.
There will be another technical correction in the future. And the next technical correction will be the administration of new assessments. That technical correction goes far beyond these calculations.
The next part of the technical correction cliff will come in the next 2 years. As the state phases out its FCAT exams, it's trying to phase in new tests aligned with the Common Core. But those new standards and their tests won't be fully in place until 2016, when the next drop is set to occur. The state board has created a task force to look into whether the state needs to change its system of grading districts and schools. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.